USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel says it has responded to a missile launched from Syria into the southern part of the country with an attack on the launch site. The Israeli military says that its air defense systems were deployed near the town where the country's nuclear reactor is located. It could not confirm whether or not the missile was intercepted. Syrian state-run media says that 4 soldiers were injured in the Israeli attack. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering paid time off with funds allocated for the program in the COVID relief package that Democrats passed through Congress in early March. The program focuses on small businesses, but the president urged larger employers to offer similar benefits for getting vaccinated. The nation is administering about 3 million doses of vaccine a day, a pace that some experts worry will be difficult to maintain. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the New Year's on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
A new survey shows that Americans aren't in agreement with efforts to expand the Supreme Court. Tim Berg reports.
A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. And 47% of independents think they should only have 9 justices compared to 17%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the House will vote Thursday on a bill to give statehood to the District of Columbia. The measure would give the district a voting representative in the House and 2 senators, while keeping areas of the district like the White House, U.S. Capitol, and the National Mall under federal control. Should it pass the House, the bill is expected to face stiff resistance in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Conditions continue to worsen on the southern border. Tim Berg has more.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in 6 counties over the recent jump in illegal aliens being detained at the U.S. border. Ducey's office announcing that he'll order up to 250 National Guard troops to the border in the next few days. Things just as bad in Texas, with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton telling Fox Business,
"Look, it is a humanitarian disaster like I don't know that I've ever seen in my life in the United States, and it's created by policies that were brought on by the Biden administration. I don't think that's the whole reason I think that the Biden administration is avoiding the president and the vice president are avoiding going to the border. They don't want to draw attention to this. They want to keep it as secretive as possible and continue to bring these illegals through the country and then ship them out somewhere else other than Texas and really all over the country."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Justice Department is launching an investigation into the policing practices of the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests.
Attorney General Merrick Garland there. He says the DOJ will also be looking into whether or not the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.